Yo, 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 what it is, gang? I say, yo, 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 what it is, gang? KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. How y'all feeling, Atlanta? What's up with y'all? Yeah, y'all know the vibes, man. Hey, got my boy Lil A down here. How you feeling, gang?
Good. Feeling great.
Oh, bro, early on this Thursday, man. Early. Fake early in the morning. Ain't too early. Early, though, for sure. Hey, so for those who don't know, go ahead and let them know your Instagram.
My Instagram is BLO5K_LILA.
Yeah. For y'all, who don't know, man, this artist coming straight from Atlanta, man. I say straight from Atlanta. And we in Atlanta. Y'all already know the vibes. Hey, so for those who don't know, what part of Atlanta you from?
Right here, up the street. Right here on Boulevard, Inglewood.
For sure. So how was it growing up over there? You know, I ain't from Atlanta. I'm from Chicago. I just been out here a couple years, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was cool. It was cool. The regular hood, back to old hood.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
For sure. So what inspired you to start creating music when you was young?
I've been doing music all my life, really. Okay. I think I fell in love with it when I came out the womb for real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So like who was that first artist you heard and you was like, yeah, music is my thing, like, you know?
It was my play brother Fabian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So let's talk about your latest single, Beat It.
Beat It.
Going crazy, got over 25,000 views on YouTube in less than a month. You going crazy, I ain't gonna lie. So what inspired that single?
Actually, that was the last song I put on my mixtape.
Okay.
Like, I recorded this shit probably what, a week before I dropped my mixtape.
Okay.
It's something I always say every day.
Yeah.
All the time, Beat It. It don't matter, I don't want to hear it beat.
When I heard it, I'm instantly, man, who done pissed him off? A girl done pissed you off, you had to tell her, beat it. Oh, I ain't trying to talk right now, oh, beat it.
Yeah,
somebody
sure.
Call you for somebody, beat it. Like, what is, what situation inspired that single? I know some had to blow you, or you like, you know what? I'm telling everybody to beat it. I'm going to go drop a track about this.
Nah, it's just something I always say, every day. My folks call me Lil Beat It, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, it's just something I say.
Yeah,
so it was all right. I did the song, Beat It.
I ain't gonna lie, it's hard though.
Sure.
I ain't gonna lie, it's hard though. I was checking out the visuals. I'm okay. Yeah. So when you shoot a music video, do you direct it or do you let the director go about directing it? Like, how y'all go about that process?
It depends. Like I say, Cricket or somebody will put their dumb or put their treatment together, and then shit, I get with it. Like shit, I want to put this in there. Be optional.
For sure. So, like, when you writing music, do you go in the booth, do you freestyle, do you punch in?
Yeah.
For sure.
Punch in.
So, like, why you, like, preferring to punch in, like, over writing it?
I think the deliverance, it'd be different. Like, when you just go in there and punch in, it'd be live. Like, that shit be organic. So
it'd be harder, yeah. So, let me ask you, so, like, with you punching in when you make your music, like, alright, so would you listen to the song like over and over to get it right for the performance, or like how you go about, you know?
Nah, shit, by the time I be performing, motherfucker. It don't matter though, because I still be forgetting sometimes when I'm on the stage.
But sure.
I be forgetting some words and shit sometimes, but I try to clean it up, but it just go silent and then come again.
I
don't know, it's just something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But shit, that shit, it's easy.
For sure, I be always wondering. I be wondering, like, man, so the artists who punch in, what, they just listen to the song over and over,
by
like,
time
get it
you
in
start
their head?
By the time you start performing, you've been on caught on to the shit, man.
Yeah, for sure. So is that your favorite part about being an artist, like performing, or is it the writing the music, or is it just the passion that you have for music?
It's just the passion. Mm. All of it excites me. Like, it can be like one person, and I'm still turning up like 50 people. You know?
Yeah, for sure. That's had beat. So talk to us about like when you first started performing, like that first performance. Was you nervous?
I wouldn't say I was nervous. It was just, I probably was like, why the fuck y'all don't know this my song? You feel me? With the deal and be like, why the fuck y'all don't know it?
Yeah, but it ain't never
discouraged, you know?
Because
you know you hard, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't about that, because they just don't know. So yeah, you got to keep putting it in their face so they catch on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking about keeping it in their face, what do you feel like was your biggest challenge so far as an artist? Biggest career challenge?
Not giving up. Keep going. Keep pushing. Like, you know.
For sure.
Keep going. You just gotta keep going no matter what. Like, just keep going. Like, you're gonna see a lot of bullshit. I mean, a lot of shit. You just gotta keep going. Keep working. Keep grinding.
For sure.
Don't stop.
For sure. So what motivates you to wake up every day, keep grinding, keep going? Because, you know, it's probably, what, 10 million people in this world trying to be an artist, trying to be a rapper?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What would give you that daily grind and keep pushing, keep going with it?
For the ones that I done lost and shit, the real ones that I done lost and shit, like the deaths and family and friends and shit. Yeah. Shit like that. The streets.
Motivate.
I mean, keep me going. Like, look over the bullshit. Like, keep going.
Facts. I definitely know what you mean on that one coming from Chicago. Definitely lost a lot of people. You be like, I got a ball for them. I got to do it.
Yeah,
I got to
keep going for them. Yeah. Facts.
You know they always with you, though. They looking down, they be right with you.
Definitely. No cap.
No doubt. So, with you being from Atlanta, and I ain't gonna lie, all the hoes I met in Atlanta, shiesty. They shiesty, foe. They shiesty. They set up, foe. Like, what's your view on love?
Oh, shit. Love? I ain't really into love right now. I think I need me, like, 3 wives, I think.
Yeah? 3? Why you say that?
Because the personalities, y'all personalities be changing so much, so... When your personality fucked up, I'm gonna go to this girl personality.
Yeah.
And then once her shit fucked up, I'm gonna go to the next one. Then maybe by the time I'm through, I come back, your personality be back together.
You say so. You tweaking right now, so I'm gonna go holler at her real quick while you tweaking. I'm gonna come back to you when you get right. That's basically what you're telling me.
You ain't gonna stress me out.
For sure, would you do them all in one house or you gonna have them separate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, if I get married,
My
girl need to be able to put up with girls. Mm. Mm-hmm. But she can't cheat, though.
Wait, what? Whoa, wait. Talk to us. We need to hear this. Why she can't cheat, but you can have 3 of them? I'm trying to see something.
Because cheating ain't ladylike. Cheating ain't ladylike. That's,
so if one of the 3 cheat on you, you just gonna cut them off?
It depends.
What
just
depend
don't
on?
Lie to me.
Yeah, facts. I'm big on that. As a Sagittarius, I'm big on that. What's your sign?
I'm Capricorn.
Okay, that's why you on 3 of them. Capricorns like to have fun. That's why you on 3 of them for sure. You ever been cheated on, though, and found out about it? Don't lie to us now. Don't care. Right. You know you don't care, but don't bap.
I really ain't really been in a relationship for real. I've been in one relationship, but I cheated.
Damn. So your whole life, one relationship?
Yeah, one relationship.
Be like,
man, my baby mama was cool.
I'm gonna say two
relationships, but yeah, one.
Talk about we
cause
was
I ain't really gotta commit. I'm like, hey, so it's different.
But let me ask you something. Do you feel like, as an artist and as a person out here trying to, you know, develop and be somebody, do you feel like it's easier moving around and doing what you gotta do, not being in a relationship? Like, do you feel like being in a committed relationship will kind of like hold you back from doing that?
No, I think it's more on got the respect and the what we own. Like, if I could tell you, shit, I'm finna go. You know. You see what I'm saying? You know I do music, so it's like, I'm going right into something. You know
what I mean? That's what I was finna say, especially because it's like, you know how it be. You be in the club promoting the music or like the music video shoots and the girls be all around you dancing and stuff. Like, you think like a woman to get like jealous, like, oh, no, I can't be with him because he always get all these women around him. Yeah, artists get all this attention.
You know what you signed up for.
Facts. That's why I be saying, like, I couldn't date no female rapper. I ain't gonna lie. Saying,
a female rapper?
I couldn't. Hell no. Nah. You got too many niggas in your face. It's like dating a stripper.
I mean, but you'll date a IG model?
Nah, I need a girl who work at Target. I need her to be out the way. I need a girl who work at Target. I need her to be out the way somewhere for sure. So, I ain't gonna lie, you going crazy on YouTube. You got over 500,000 views, fool. How do it feel to say, like, man, you know, you really out here, like, establishing the grounds for yourself? Like, how was it working up that 500,000? Because it's hard to get views on YouTube, like,
God. Shots out to Lala.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? PR in the building.
Yeah.
Hand in the neck.
See what I'm saying? For sure. So how important is it to you to have, like, a good team and a good PR standing behind you? Like, for the artist that's watching that's trying to come up or that want to get into making music, like, explain to them the importance of having, like, a good team and good management behind you that can help push you and take you far.
Yeah, that shit mean a lot. Like, you got to have the machine behind you. Because there's so many rappers. So it's like, what you gonna do different? Why is your music different? Why did I hear your shit and I ain't hear their shit? You know what I mean? Like, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on all the sites and shit. You know what I mean? You know, you got some people just ride around listening to their shit in the car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
facts.
You got to have that machine.
Facts. How do you feel with it being 2022 and social media having such a big influence on the world? It seems like anything can go viral on social media nowadays. How do you feel like social media play a part in the music career and developing artists and everything?
It play a big part. Play a big part. It's just certain shit I can't do as a person. So it'd be like a lot of shit people go viral for. I ain't gonna go viral for because I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, I ain't into the clout chasing either, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, you rather, I feel like, with me, folk, like, I'd rather stay authentic and true to me. Like, if you rock with me, you gonna rock with me. I'm not finna do no clout chasing YouTube skit or, like, nothing goofy like that. Like, you feel me? Like,
you wanna see me doing you look like him. You know what I mean? I'm like the little Dirt shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, shout out Dirt, man. You know I'm from Chicago, I fuck with Spurk, but I ain't gonna lie, like, that shit
Dirt.
Weird, though. Like, that shit be
Dirt,
fanned out.
I can't, you know what I mean, like...
That shit be fanned out.
I couldn't sign up for that shit.
Hell no. You see how 6ix9ine just pressed dude on? Damn, fool. Like, it's a lot that coming with that. Y'all be wanting to be somebody.
Exactly.
And then when it get real, what you gonna do?
Fact.
Fool sitting there looking scared as shit. I'm Polo Boy. Little boy like, he like 14 years old. You think he knew 6ix9ine was gonna be there?
I don't think he knew 6ix9ine was gonna be there, but come on. You know something happened.
Hell yeah, I did. He steady on live trying to over his plan and I'm fool.
You trying to go get that
bag. Fumble the bag.
You trying to go get that bag and you should have got the bag and said, fuck y'all niggas, try him and put him in
there. Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie. As soon as they would have walked up with the jacket, I would have walked away. Like, he look, he just sitting there stiff. Like, why you ain't just push it off?
He's 14, so he ain't really caught on to it.
Hell yeah. And then low-key, dude arm was around. The dude probably holding him. My nigga don't move. He finna take this video.
He should have popped him in that shit. Get out of him.
Hell yeah, or I honestly feel like his manager should have said something like, why would y'all even pay the little dude in there predicting me? Like, y'all should have pulled him up out
they
of
there. They were chasing that bag, that's why.
Hell nah.
They about that money.
Hell nah, man. Let me tell y'all, man. Y'all gotta stay authentic and true to yourself. The money gonna come.
That's
just be good at what you do, stay consistent with what you do, and the money gonna come. It might not come in the first or the second year, but you stay down and stay true to you, it's gonna come.
Definitely.
It's definitely gonna come. What about TikTok, though? Like, do you ever post your music on, like, TikTok to try to promote it? Because TikTok is, like, organic views. You know, with Instagram, you got to pay for the promotions. You know, you get shadow banned, all that goofy shit. But TikTok, like, it's pure.
Actually, Lala trying to get me to do TikTok a lot. But my TikTok going crazy right now. My TikTok is going crazy, but I just don't know. I ain't got into it.
Why you say that?
Because, like, y'all be making new videos, like, when the girl say anything. Little, hey, such and such, boom, boom. Like, the little talking shit. I don't know how to do none of that shit. I just know how to post a video.
I ain't gonna lie, for like, TikTok is, like, fake hard to edit on, but I'll be doing the same shit. Like, I'll just post interview snippets. I'll just post anything. Like, I'm not no dancer. You ain't gonna catch me on that bitch dancing.
Yeah.
You feel me?
See,
I don't know if that's what you into if you want to hit the little...
I do the beat dance, but it's like, I got it. Like, Instagram, I can work that shit.
Yeah.
Because I've been on that.
Yeah, you know for so long,
TikTok
kind of new.
TikTok, I gotta get into it, cause that's the new shit. Yeah. That's new shit.
It is. It's kind of new. It's going crazy, though. Like, even yesterday when we had the event at Clark Atlanta, we had Baby Dumb come perform. Like, it's the world changes so much with social media, G. You'll never believe they had a whole little section over there just TikTokers. What the fuck?
Yeah, it definitely done changed. Yeah, facts.
That shit is crazy to me. Like, would you ever do, like, a skit with a TikToker? Like, if they wanted to hit you up, do, like, a promo skit or something?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I actually want to do one with the boy Reggie.
The boy Reggie? Well, you see this?
Hey. Yeah, I'll be dating him and shit. I had met him in the club. He was like, shit, let's do it. Shit, I just got put together. Cause I really want to do one for Beat It.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people know what Beat It means, but a lot of people don't know what Beat It means. So I think once I break it down to, you know what I mean? Like, people catching on. Like, you'll see, like, if you, like, they might not tell me, but I'll be seeing it. Like,
yeah.
Like, after they send us and shit, they probably beat it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so they catching up. Yeah.
You better have me telling them, beat it.
On God.
Hey, you can be hard. No, beat it. On phone, though. That's how you could have me out there.
2022. Beat it.
Yeah, for sure. I ain't gonna lie, for sure. So, you currently independent. I ain't gonna lie. What would it take for you to sign to a label?
You gotta make sense.
You gotta make sense? Yeah.
So we ain't fucked up.
You say we ain't tripping about shit. Do you think it's better, like, in the industry, being independent or being on a label?
It just gotta make sense. It don't matter. Like, if you're a good partner,
yeah,
we can do it.
For sure. Is there any labels that you got a band? Like, oh, yeah, if they hit me up, you know, I'll probably rock with them. I'll probably rock with them.
A couple labels be hitting me up, but they don't be talking about what I want to hear.
Yeah. I be hearing a lot of crazy stories, like, about artists when they get signed to the labels, and it's like the label be taking most of their money and, like, shit like that. That shit be crazy.
Yeah.
You say, you ain't rocking with that. Y'all ain't getting down like that, huh?
Nah, I hope not.
Oh, photo. So let's talk about your current project you got out, man, that debut album, that 12/30/92. Yeah, that shit was hard, fool. What inspired that project?
Me. I inspired the motherfucker. It's because it's me. You know what I mean? Like, it's the past and the future. You know what I mean? Like, you got my past on there and you got my future.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it's like, 12/30 is me. That's my birthday. That's when I was born.
He is Sagittarius?
I'm Capricorn.
Capricorn. Damn, I was going to say, I almost made it to the Sag gang. You almost made it to the Sag gang.
I'm Capricorn.
No bad. So how you feel like it's been doing since it dropped?
Oh, yeah, the hood, fucking with the street, fucking with it.
For sure.
I feel like a lot of people still ain't heard it, though. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Caught on to it.
That shit be though, you know, that shit be taking a lot of promo. Like, even for, like, for all the artists that's watching and that's, like, trying to come up in the game, what promotion advice tips do you got for them? Because people don't know, just because you drop the music don't mean it's going to be heard. Like, that shit takes a lot of promo and push.
Keep going, keep pushing, God, man. Don't stop. I know this shit get hard, but you got to keep going.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going, keep pushing. Fuck it. Keep going.
No bap. So who's one artist in the game you like? Yeah, Funnel I'm hot, I gotta get a feature with him.
Artist that I like?
Yeah.
Dirt Hard right now. Baby Hard right now. Shit, it's a lot of nigga hard right now. Oh, Huncho going crazy too though.
Hell yeah.
The boy Huncho going crazy.
Who is Huncho?
Young Huncho.
Well, he must be from Atlanta. Y'all know I ain't from Atlanta. You just gave me that look. Like, how you don't know Huncho?
He got the Let's Get. Hey.
Club banger.
He hard.
Hell yeah. It seems like whenever somebody make a club song or club banger, like, you in it.
Yeah.
You in it to win it. I'll be going to the club sometimes.
It's just once they catch on, you got to get them to catch on. Once they catch on, it's the rest easy. Like. But you got to keep going.
It sound like beat it and keep going. Your favorite 2 cents. He say you just gotta keep going.
Nah, for real. I got a song keep going with Huncho.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, facts.
I'm gonna have to tap in, man. I'm gonna have to tap in after this interview. Y'all might just pin me on because I definitely know that was up, but I ain't heard nothing else. I'm definitely gonna have to tap in for sure, Ski.
Yeah, for sure.
No bap. Definitely gonna have to tap in with that. So besides Dirk and Huncho, if you had to name like your top 4 artists in the game, who else would it be?
It'll be, if I had to pick artists besides myself?
Yeah, top 4. It look like you had to think about that for a second. You said,
nah, cause I'm finna say me 4 times.
Of course. You feel me? Gotta be your own biggest supporter, of
ain't
course.
Nah, but Future.
Yeah.
Shit, baby. Shit. Huncho. Shit. Yeah. And my brother, Tracy T.
For sure, all the Atlanta artists, basically.
Not for all the artists, but, you know, pick my time.
Yeah, facts. I ain't gonna lie, Atlanta got a lot of hard artists coming out of here. Like, even going back to, like, way back in the day, it seemed like the music scene is just always been in Atlanta. Too. Yeah, facts. It just seemed like it's always been, like, a real big music scene down here. It's always a showcase somewhere. Yeah. It's always a music fest. Yeah. Like, but how did that play a part to your advantage with you trying to come up and be an artist? And it's like, so many different things going on. Like, you can go to a different club, perform, like, you know, different showcases.
Yeah. Shit, this shit, just stand on people's face. I mean, it might not catch on this year, but you're going to catch on maybe next year. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep pushing.
Stay
up.
Facts. So I ain't going to lie, my boy, you just performed at Spring Fest. How was it?
Oh, it was lit. I'm DJ Coalition DJ. Fucking man. Everybody fucking man. You can see it Monday night. I'm definitely getting the attention.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'll be looking at your page. Okay, photo going crazy, performances.
Thanks.
So how do it feel when you perform the song now that your music is more popular and they actually singing it back to you versus when you first started and you singing it and they ain't rapping it back to you? Like, I know it's like a whole better feeling now.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, definitely good feeling.
For Shelsky, like how it felt when you first connected with people, you realize like, oh man, like I'm starting to get people attention, like they actually rocking with me and my music.
I think the cheat code to this shit is getting the crowd attention. So sometimes you be having to stop the music and be like, hey, pay the fuck attention, like, hey, you feel me? Like, take your phone out, like, record this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Facts, though. It's funny that you say that, because when I was just in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, yeah. I was out there doing some interviews. And it's like, all the showcases I was at, that's exactly what they was doing. Everybody put your phone down right now, record me.
Instagram, introduce yourself, probably speak to them.
Yeah.
Make people, because there's so many rappers, especially when you go to events like that, there's so many niggas rapping, they've been on forgot. Like, what made you different? Like,
yeah, so what do you do to kind of push yourself to stand out when you go to different events or showcases where you know it's a lot of artists going up or in competition with each other?
I try to stop the music, make them run a bit, and pop my shit and just energy. The energy. Like, my energy. Crazy.
Facts. I be trying to tell people, boy, that energy and that personality gonna sell a little bit more than the music.
Yeah, facts.
I don't know why some artists, y'all just be able to cut cool. Like, all right, I'm gonna rap my song and leave. Like, nah, y'all gotta give it to them. You gotta get a show.
You gotta definitely pop it.
Yeah. So, like, do you feel like that's just always been your personality? Like, real energetic personality, personable people? Or did you start tapping into it when you was like, all right, I'm gonna be an artist, I'm gonna take the music seriously?
No, I've been like that since the start. I already know I'm big, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all just don't know, you see what I'm saying? I already know.
Hey, that's that manifestation right there. That's
so
that manifestation.
Like, I'm going to treat it like it's 100 people here, even if it's just me. I'm just...
I'm going to rock out.
Facts.
For sure. So, with you coming from Atlanta, and it's like so many people trying to make music, want to be a musician, and this the heart of the hustlers, you feel me? Like, at what point in your life did you decide, like, all right, music is really what I want to do. I'm going to take it seriously. I'm going to pursue this dream. Because I know you say you've been doing it your whole life, but at what point did you feel like, all right, this is for me?
Shit. Forever. Since elementary school, I knew this is what I want to do. Like, I was good at sports and shit, but
okay.
I was like, shit, I'm bad as hell. I was already thinking. You see what I'm saying? I was already thinking, this me.
I'm bad as hell, I'm gonna get in trouble, I ain't gonna be able to play that football game, I might as well start rapping.
Yeah, this music is me.
Oh, Chief, let me find out you was walking around third grade hallway beatbox talking about making up raps in your head and shit.
Facts. No cap that how it was.
I be trying to tell people, like, I feel like if you're a rapper and you can't freestyle, you really ain't that raw of an artist. Because somebody can write me a song right now and I can go rapping, you feel me?
Yeah,
but, like, if I can't sit here, freestyle and throw you something hot, like, I really feel like you ain't it.
Yeah.
You good at freestyle?
It depends. How I'm feeling.
Let's know what about right now. You give us a freestyle right now. How you feeling?
Man, I ain't feeling like I get beat it.
Yeah, give me beat it. That's how you coming?
I get beat it.
That's how you coming? You can't give us a little freestyle real quick? You say, nah, I ain't feeling it. Too early in the morning?
Nah, ain't too late. No, too early.
I thought you was finna drop some hot shit on us real quick, gang. I'm thinking you finna come out the corner. Yeah.
You got it. You might as well start rapping. Why you going to start rapping?
Hell no, it's going to be the people trying to be a rapper. I don't know that many people trying to do interviews. I'm going to stick in my lane, fool. You know how many people in the world trying to be a rapper.
Interviews getting up there too, now.
It is, though. Guess what? They ain't KK, though, so fuck y'all. Y'all ain't KK, nigga. I don't get no fuck. Who doing interviews? You ain't got my personality, bitch. Keep doing what you doing, though, team. You ain't fucking with me. I know I noticed a lot of people start doing interviews or start making a YouTube since I started doing this shit.
Yeah.
A lot.
That shit. And I need to be in again. Getting packed that shit again.
Gotta
stay hot.
I be feeling inspired. I be like, ah, look what I done motivated somebody to go through.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong motivating.
No bap. So for everybody viewing this, everybody who supports you, your fans, any last piece of advice, any message to the world you got for us?
Hey, man, keep going.
I knew he was going to say that. I swear to God, I knew he was going to say that.
Keep going. Keep pushing, man. She get better, man. Tell you.
Yeah, y'all already know the vibes, man. Hey, I appreciate you for coming out here and rocking out with KK is Carnival. Y'all already know what's going on. Hey, for everybody viewing this, make sure y'all tap in with my boy. Make sure y'all fuck with his music, gang. Go ahead and tell him your Instagram. What? Boop. Time.
BLO5K_LILA.
Yeah, y'all know the vibes, man. Hey, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Send to your granny, uncle, baby daddy, mama, cousin, brother, everybody. Little sister. Share that motherfucker, you hear me? And hey, stay tuned so you can see a snippet of his music, man. Y'all already know what's going on. He got the single Beat It out right now. Yeah.
Time I beat it, yeah. Trap out in beat like this nigga, yeah. Old school, so